WB9 CSP, KE8 BOQ. Well, I love the question. First thing that I remember as a ham, I was lucky enough to get licensed with my best bud when we were 11 and 12, and we were both gifted radios after we passed, which we were not expecting. So we got those set up, and we had our simplex schedule set up in the nerdiest way as kids, in the best way as hams, and it was a good time. So that's what I remember, but I got interested in the hobby because of Skywarn. So before I was licensed, we went to our first Skywarn training. That's been on the mind this morning, I guess. But that's really my first ham radio related activity before I was licensed. I didn't know much about radio, but I loved weather, so I think those two. And then as far as the question about the call sign, you know, I've kept my call sign all these years, and I don't plan to change it when I do upgrade, because everybody knows me from this call sign, people that I've known for a couple decades now. So I'm going to keep it, but I think it's everybody's individual choice, and I think it sounds like a great call sign, so whatever he decides. But I want to echo what Graham and others have said. Excellent net, and really appreciate you being here. First-time listener, first-time caller, long-time friend. Thanks, Richard. Back to you, KD8BOQ.